to my senses and I chill for a bit. Don't know how you do the voodoo that you do so well. It's a spell, hell makes me wanna shoot, shoot, shoot,
shoot, shoot.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight we're talking about street harassment. My guests are Jameika Flowers, creator and producer of the No B Word Here Project, and Taria Rogers. She's a writer and producer. She has, as many women have, she's been harassed on the street. If you want to talk about this, if you have some thoughts about street harassment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Before the break, we were talking to DeAndre. DeAndre, please make your point.
Yes, sir. One of my close and real personal friends, she's scared to walk down the street because of her job. She's scared that people will hurt her, you know. They will pull it off.
Oh my goodness.
And it's 2017, you know. We have so much things going on, you know. We just got to unify, you know.
Yeah, so in other words, you're saying that the guys need to stop harassing and be more about the business of protecting the women on the street by, you know, just being polite and leaving them alone.
That's the only way that we can, you know, provide for the next generation. Our women, our females, they're the first ones to take care of the young.
Okay.
They're the first ones that the young sees.
Well, DeAndre, thank you so much for your point. I appreciate it. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Erica, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Yes, my comment is in relation to women being harassed on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think women necessarily have a problem with men speaking generally, but when we are spoken to in a vulgar way, I think that's where the irritation comes in. I had an experience a couple of years ago where I was about to get on the metro and a man approached me in a vulgar way, and it really turned me off, and maybe my facial expression changed. And he immediately got an attitude and began to kind of like curse at me and everything. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I didn't have to speak to you. And I'm like, well, why did you? You know,
and he's doing you a favor.
And
right.
And so I didn't necessarily see anything wrong with my response. But as I'm going down the escalator, I hear running behind me. And he's like, you know, I'm going to F you up, you know, like yelling at me. And he's literally running down the escalator. And I had to run and find a conductor. And I literally ran into the booth that you see where the attendant sits, you know, to escape this guy. But I don't really necessarily know what he would have done. I mean, he literally came up to the booth and banged on the window and everything and said, all I was trying to do was talk to you. And so it really messed me up because I didn't know like what the guy would have done to me.
Yeah.
But as moving forward, I said, I'm just going to have to speak or something like, maybe lie and say, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend or something, I'm not in a relationship, just so that I won't offend the other person.
Yeah. There you go. Erica, I appreciate that. Taria, how would you recommend that women address this issue when you're, you know, walking down the street just minding your own business and, you know, a guy speaks or speaks if he yells at you from, you know, from the stereotypical construction site or what have you?
No, I try to smile and acknowledge everybody now because of what she just said. I remember I had a guy one time driving down the highway on 495, tried to talk to me. Hey, I pulled to my girl's apartment complex, like two exits down, and he pulls up after me like, hey, I thought you told me to follow you. How do you? I was petrified. Like, are you got to be kidding me?
No.
So, you know, what she said, though, you have to have that canned response. I smile, say something polite to everybody. No, I'm taken. Smile, however. But also, I think you see it happen to other people. That's the other piece, right? If you see someone else in a situation that's not ideal, learning how to maybe jump in or say something, because sometimes women just might not feel comfortable enough.
Right.
Saying something back to someone who's being a little aggressive. So,
yeah, and I think that that's the other, you know, piece to this, is that when other men see men harassing, mm-hmm. you know, women on the street, you know, how do you deal with that? You know, depending on the severity or the level of aggressiveness, you know, some guys may, you know, want to, you know, step in. But then the other side says, you know, people are crazy these days and you don't
know what they're going to do.
You know, you don't
and I've heard guys say things like, one guy will say something, and his buddy be like, man, she's not even looking at you. You know, like I've heard guys kind of jump in on their buddies and say things like that. But it should be more of that, especially if it's really coming out from a really bad direction. It should be more of that.
And I do remember, as a matter of fact, this happened, I believe this was on Georgia Avenue. This was several years ago. I saw a sister being harassed on the sidewalk. And I was at lunch and I was walking toward them and I intervened by pretending that I knew her.
Mm. Right. Yeah, that mm-hmm. one too.
And and that was pretty smart of me, I must say.
Yeah, but, it was. High five. You know, high five, Harold, it was.
She thanked me and, you know, I got her around the corner, asked her did she need me to walk, and she may have even been a Howard University student. That, mm-hmm. That's likely. But
that's probably the father you'd have kicked into.
Probably
probably some of that too, and some of the younger guys might not have that.
Mm-hmm.
That flick
I
want
to know when are we going to get to a place? Going off of Erica's comment, which I thought was really great, and I feel like it's pretty much every woman's experience, right? Like being chased, you know, being yelled at, screamed at, cursed at.
It's crazy.
Know that's happened to me a number of times because I outwardly rebuffed and rejected, you know, their advances. Like, no, you're not going to speak to me that way, and no, I'm not interested. But when are we going to get to a place where we don't have to lie or come up with this whole storyline or this narrative, I'm engaged, you know, I'm this, I'm that, or whatever, and not feel like, okay, I have to sort of like lie to this person and overcompensate, you know, for this other person, you know, feeling like, okay, well, she has a story as to why she's not interested. No, I'm not interested because I'm not. You know, when are we going to get to that place where it's okay for a woman
you
to simply
yourself,
be
and
outspoken,
I can say, right.
Exactly.
And for men to not feel like, you know, my fragile male ego got fractured.
Yeah,
you know?
And I've even heard some women say, you know, and it's not that, you know, I have a boyfriend, I've got a girlfriend.
Right.
You know, and guys back off.
Well,
you know, what, you know, but whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
You know, whatever needs to get
right,
him back.
Right.
Let me go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Sam, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Sam. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you very much. I'm a father and a husband. Just want to say real quick that I think it's important to hear for all the guys listening to define what harassment means, because it's an unwelcome, like if a woman tells you no, thank you, I don't want, you know, and you do it again, that's considered harassment. But if someone politely says, hello, how you doing, that's not harassment. And also, you know, if someone says, like, you know, someone said earlier, a vulgar way, hey, baby, what's going on, you know, whatever, like, you know, back in the day in the 70s, 80s, that time has changed. So that's obviously, you know, it's an unwelcome thing. So I just want to make sure we define what harassment is for the guys that are doing it or know that what their limit might be.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I mean? I mean, because I work in a professional environment. We have to take sexual harassment and workplace harassment training every year. We're required to.
Right.
So they define it very well. So I just thought, you know, it might be important to mention what harassment exactly is, because I've seen women that do welcome and chat with guys. I guess if they find them attractive enough or they think they're good looking, they may respond. That's up to the woman.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, you know, for the guys just to understand, you know, what harassment exactly is before, you know.
Okay.
I don't know, just so they know where the limit is.
Sam, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Rachel calling from Clinton. What's on your mind?
I was hearing several women say that, and again, I agree with the gentleman who was just calling in saying define what sexual harassment, because one woman was going off about how, you know, she doesn't like, find out where, what space the woman's in, what kind of day she's had. Maybe she's just not ready for that. And I'm sitting here thinking, whoa, wait a second. So he has to know your whole life's history and whether or not you're ready to be spoken to?
There it
How
is.
How about to say thank you if he's giving you a compliment?
Mm-hmm.
And I also think that this is key to one of the differences.
White women and other women of other races versus black women. I sometimes feel like we should just lighten up a bit. A high percentage of our successful black men you know, don't want to deal with that type of attitude. Well, I got to figure all this stuff out before I even say hello. Whereas white women, hey, you know, you give them a compliment, thank you, and move on. So, yeah, that's my comment.
I appreciate that.
That's an observation.
It's definitely a different perspective for sure. So,
hello?
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah.
Can you hear us? They're responding. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for your comment. What I meant by what I expressed earlier is simply this. It's not necessarily the differences between men and women, and specifically giving men instructions on how they should engage with or speak to women. This is more so of a human-centered issue, right? If you do your internal check-in with yourself, then you would understand and realize that you have to approach people from where they are. It's not about knowing their entire life story, anything like that. But you have to be.
But see, hold on. That's not what you said.
You have to be respectful of a person's space, and you also have to acknowledge the climate that we live in too, and also the types of experiences that people go through every single day.
Okay, but that's what Rachel just said.
Right.
Rachel just said, so you've got to be a street psychologist to figure out whether or not you say good morning to someone.
Right.
That's crazy.
No, well,
and here's the deal. Yeah. We were talking about this earlier. Mm-hmm. Thursday morning, I teach a boot camp class, 5:45 a.m. I go to the grocery store afterwards to pick up some stuff.
Right.
Produce section.
Right.
I'm in sweats, jacket, the whole bit.
Right.
Produce section. A sister is also standing next to me. She's walking towards me, picking out the salad.
Right.
She's almost on top of me. But not paying any attention. She's getting in my space.
I got you.
I say to her, good morning, sis. How are you doing? Her response, ugh.
Yeah.
Now, and in my head, I'm like, oh.
But here's the thing.
All I needed was good morning. You know,
hey, but here's the thing. So she gave you the
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say, well, forget you then too. I just didn't say so. See, here's the thing about the reaction.
The dynamic was a little different.
I'm talking about what Rachel just said.
What Rachel was saying is like, oh, well, we should be a little bit more relaxed. But you know what?
No.
The brother shouldn't respond so strong if they don't get the response they want.
I didn't want my response was good morning, because you were almost standing in my basket.
But I completely understand that. Okay. Now
I didn't want to strike up a conversation. I was sweaty. I was funky. I was.
You're trying to go home, take a shower.
I get you.
But that's an entirely different circumstance. So. I mean, she was literally like on top of your shoulder.
But it could have been the same.
But that's different.
She was rude.
She was incredibly rude.
However, it could have been the same incident on the metro. Good morning. How are you doing? Well, forget you then. I don't want you to talk to me. It could be the exact same thing. I'm talking about the reaction should not be as strong.
But that's not what I'm talking about. I understand that. What Rachel is saying, she's not talking about the retaliatory response.
She's saying the women should not be as
If somebody says good morning, you say good morning. Now, if it gets beyond that, then you deal with that.
But it's also cultural, too, and I'll speak to that.
Is cultural?
It's cultural, meaning in terms of geography. I'm from Atlanta, right? I'm from the South. So I'm used to saying good morning to people, and I know when I first moved here almost 8 years ago, a lot of people were taken aback. You know, I would say, hey, how y'all doing?
It's true.
It's a very Southern thing, right? So it's cultural. It's very geographical. It's related to where you're from. And a lot of people didn't really know how to take that, right? So I know in my personal experience, I'm used to saying good morning to people and responding back. Here in D.C. and other places up north, that's not the norm. And so a lot of people are used to not speaking back, and it's very customary. But what I meant before by my statement is that you have to come from a place of thinking to yourself, this person may not want to be spoken to, and that's okay. You don't necessarily have to speak to them,
right.
And also understanding that it's not someone's responsibility to always respond back to you.
And I'm not saying, what I'm saying is, and it sounds to me like what you're saying is, because you are assuming that because we're in D.C. and folks are nasty, that you need to be nasty to and not speak.
No.
Okay, but
no, that's not what I'm saying.
And all I'm saying is, if you speak you know, get the reaction you get and keep it moving. I'm not talking about harassing.
Right. Yeah,
saying
yeah.
Good morning is not harassment. Rachel, thank you so much. But best call of the day. We'll be back. We're going to talk to Vincent and Troy. Stay with us. We're talking about harassment. We'll be back in a moment.
Now you're talking, baby. That's the ticket.
Now don't get excited and try to get rolling. I already told you, I got a man.
What your man got to do?
This is so hell. Makes me want to shoot, shoot, shoot.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our discussion about street harassment. Let's go to Troy. Troy, calling from College Park. What's on your mind?
Good evening, everyone.
Hey, what's going
Troy.
On?
I want to direct this to the women, and let me hear how you feel about it. My approach is, when I'm walking down the street or in the supermarket, I would say, your hair looks lovely, and I keep moving. Don't look back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair and square. That's good.
Yep.
I get great responses from that. It's also a player move. That if I see her again,
wait a minute, Troy. What happened?
See, now you just done messed up, Troy.
Here we go.
You should have just kept
Troy,
it.
Troy,
hear me out. There is no question. I don't care if you want to talk to me. If you don't want to talk to me, it's just the way I approach you.
So, hold on. Why do you do it? Are you doing it to be polite
or
friendly, or are you doing it to be a player?
No, I'm doing it to be polite, and I'm doing it because women deserve that compliment. If you want to say something to them, say something nice. Don't look for something in return.
Troy, okay. Let me ask you this. Have you seen any guys being a little aggressive towards women? Have you stepped in, or what have you done when you've heard something like that?
I will step in. I mean, well, today it's kind of hard to say because, especially if it's a black man, personality, he may not back down. I'm not going to back down. It's this thing about, I mean, if it's a situation where I think I can defuse it, yes, please, my brother, I'll come to you and say, look, don't talk to her like that. There's a different approach you can make. If you really like her, if you want to see her again, come at her a different way. I mean, come on.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Troy. I appreciate it. Let's go to Vincent. Vincent calling from Glen Arden. What's on your mind, Vincent?
Well, I believe, and to approaching a woman, the first thing you say is good evening or good afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk to her, you say, may I speak to you, please?
Mm.
Or can I have a conversation with you? Or if you call her phone number at home and somebody else answers the phone, the first thing you say is good night or good afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Can I speak to her, whatever her name is, please?
Yep.
Okay.
And that was what I mentioned before
all
about
I got to say.
Asking for permission. Mm. Permission to approach.
There you go. Yes, may I approach the witness, Troy? Thank
Vince
you so
is not
much.
From here either. He got some good training somewhere else.
There you
appreciate
go.
It. It's cultural.
Let's talk to Troy. No, I'm sorry. We spoke to Troy. Let's talk to Alan. Alan calling from Largo. What's on your mind?
Hi. Good evening to everybody.
Hi.
Hey there.
Let me begin as a mature person. Single father of a daughter who's 25, very attractive, and divorcee. The problem with us men is we're so reactionary when we see someone that attracts us. Oftentimes we don't think, and when we move on it without thinking. But my approach is to begin with a compliment and to ask, to say, may I make a compliment to you? And must admit, my vulnerability and a little insecurity, but under the circumstances, this is the only way I could get your attention. So I would first of all begin with a compliment, and at first ask them if I can pay them a compliment, and go from there, and then move from there. I would do this, and I've had success and failures, of course, approaching. But I think all men need to understand when we do this, it's done. With no expectations, it's done with respect. It's done with the thought that we, as men, as black men, we are a black female's number one protector.
But Alan, I find it funny that you said you've had successes and failures. I would find it strange that any woman if you approach her and say, may I pay you a compliment, that she would say no.
Yeah, exactly. Just from hearing what he said, I'm like, that sounds really, I feel this calm.
Right.
Come over me a little bit. Yeah.
But, but I can understand it's probably, you know, my friend in the grocery store.
I can say I've definitely heard gentlemen say, Miss Lady, may I give you a compliment? I've definitely heard gentlemen say that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A great entry.
And some women will say no, you know, for a variety of reasons. Quite honestly, some of them may not even be used to that level of kindness. Mm-hmm. No one really knows. True. But, you know, at least he's coming from a place of authenticity.
All right. Well,
which is great.
Alan, keep up the fight.
Got the gold star. Got the gold star tonight.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Paul, calling from Southeast. Thanks for calling, Paul. What's on your mind?
I just want to say something to all the men out there. Now, I come from a family of women. Let me just say this to the men who have a problem with the women who don't speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, woman does not have to speak to you.
Right.
Okay, let me make that for all these men out here who seem to think there's something wrong with that.
You better preach
number
it, Paul.
Number two, women, a lot of times what you don't realize is they hear this all day long. And most of the time, they feel like they're in a no-win situation. Mm-hmm. If they speak, a lot of the men try to hit on them, and when they explain to them that they're involved, so they don't feel like going through the drama. So some of them just say, you know what, I'm not going to say anything. The next thing is, you don't have no right to call any woman out her name just because she doesn't speak to you.
That's right,
you
absolutely.
And a coward. Because mm-hmm. that same woman that you call out her name, and she walks out the store, does a U-turn and come out with a man, you have nothing to say.
Mm.
So you know what you're doing is wrong. I'm tired of hearing these men call up with all this nonsense about why a woman shouldn't speak. She doesn't have to speak to you. If she chooses to, fine. If she does, fine. That's her choice.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have no right to disrespect women. And I got into it with a guy, with three dudes who disrespected a woman, said some of the most vulgar things to her I had to say. I didn't even know the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I told the dude, I said, let me tell you something. If that was my woman and you called her out her name because she didn't speak to you and said all the things you just said, I can't say on the radio, I'd be tempted to go get a gun and shoot you.
Well, there you go. And I think, you know, violence notwithstanding, you know, I think that the argument or discussion among men, you know, should be that you, if she, like you said, she doesn't, you know, have to speak to
That's
you.
That's right. Owe you anything.
But if she doesn't, and this is how you act,
right.
Why should she?
Why would I call you?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
You know,
because if we go out and we become close, then you're showing me your true colors already.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine what that gentleman would be like behind closed doors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. overexerting his power and all this other kind of stuff, too. That just screams abuse to me.
Yeah, turn down. Mm-hmm. We need to turn down. The men need to turn down the flame on the ego. Mm. So, Paul, thank you so much.
But it starts in the mind, though.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Vivian, calling from Maryland. Vivian, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Herman, good evening. How are you doing this evening?
Just fine, thank you.
I, first of all, want to show some appreciation to you and the panel for discussing this topic.
Thank you
and
so
I
much.
I really want to thank you.
Thank you for the compliment, Vivian.
You know, for at least letting your young men know that calling females the B word is totally unacceptable.
Absolutely.
First of all, I want to let our ladies please remember this, that we never ever have to apologize for being strong and for expressing our opinion and for defending ourselves from street harassment.
Yep.
Whether it's in the form of unwanted comments or actions by strangers in public, that we should never, ever have to, you know, succumb to that. For me personally, I work in law enforcement. So I've seen it all.
Mm-hmm.
We have a situation at hand here, especially in the DMV area, where if a young lady does not respond, whether it's to an unwanted comment or a compliment, it erupts into verbal violence.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My thing is, though, there's a very thin line we have to cross here when we're giving a compliment and moving on and doing the street harassment, because I was telling the young lady earlier, 16 years ago, I met my then-husband. It was a very simple compliment. How are you doing? Have a great evening. And I kept walking.
Mm-hmm.
But then later on, we crossed paths again, and we were married for 16 years then.
Mm.
But
yeah.
My thing is, what I'm witnessing, especially in this area, women are often harassed for basic things as simple as a tattoo.
We have
so many cases where street compliments have turned into violence, rape, and it must end.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Vivian, thank you so much for sharing with us, and certainly you've gotten a unanimous agreement from us here in the studio. So, again, thank you so much. Before I round up this program, what about women harassing men?
Mm-hmm.
Does it happen? You know, we had this discussion about, you know, Shoop.
And yes.
Salt and pepper. I don't think it's a harassment song. I think it's about, you know, women talking. I don't know.
Women and harassment. Okay. The thing I think of with women, and is we may all be guilty of this at some time. Sometimes we feel like we can just load off on somebody and not expect them to maybe say something aggressive back. I don't feel there's any cause ever put hands on someone. But sometimes we feel like we can just flip off somebody and he might not say the same thing back.
No, but I'm talking about something that they may identify in their minds as a compliment.
Right.
That if the tables were turned, it would be considered harassment.
So for an example, you're thinking of like a woman going up to a man and saying, good Lord.
Exactly.
You know, something like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, none of it is okay and none of it is acceptable. You know, you have to approach people from a place of basic human respect. That's the ultimate thing, right? If you see someone that you are attracted to and you see someone, you say, oh my God, I have to speak to this person. Mm-hmm. The advice is the same. You know, if a man is approaching a woman or a woman is approaching a man or whatever it is that's in between, you have to approach this person with respect. You cannot speak to people in a way where you're sexualizing them and then also turning them into a sexual object. Mm-hmm. That is a huge no-no, you know, and that's why we do have these larger issues of living in this pornified culture that we live in, you know, people being constantly harassed on the street. And like what Vivian spoke about, too, women being followed, raped, murdered, all these things, too.
Yeah, when it becomes a violent situation.
When it erupts into a very violent situation. And so women, you know, if it's your MO to harassment on the street, just don't do it, girl. You know, don't do it.
Yeah. And for the guys, like I said, you got to turn down the flames on the ego.
Yeah.
Just say hi, keep it moving, or don't say hi. Just keep it moving.
And keep it moving. Right. Keep it moving.
Jamaica Flowers and Taria Rogers, thank you both
so
for sharing with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, March 31st. For News Director Renee.